Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, automotive shop equipment, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
So we're talking a lot about the Nuggets needing to win their final two games to win the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another prize. There is another pot of gold at the end of the rainbow if they do wind up winning their final two games.
Okay.
They will finish with the most wins in franchise history, which, by the way, and I say this with, don't even bother arguing with me on this, this is a statement of fact. It won't even come close to the most impressive regular season in Nuggets history. It will be a distant second, because the most impressive team in Nuggets history is, Alex, you have been here longer than Bruce.
The 2012-13 George Karl Nuggets, 57 wins.
Right. And would you like to know why? Because their roster, their starting lineup, looked more like a who's that than a who's who. Starting at point guard, Ty Lawson. Shooting guard, Andre Iguodala. Small forward, Danilo Gallinari. Your power forward, Kenneth Faried. And your starting center for the season, Costa Kufos.
Wow.
You want to talk about five guys who will only get into the Hall of Fame with a ticket, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They won 57 games with that roster.
Gallo tore his ACL towards the end of that year, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And by the way, Andre Miller was not a starter on that team.
Right.
He started 11 games.
That's who I remember from that team, is Andre Miller.
Right. He was the best player on that team.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
When I say it's more like a who's that than a who's who, most of them, Iguodala was terrific.
Yeah, he was great.
Until he basically gave away all the trade secrets, according to George Karl, to the Golden State Warriors.
But well, he ended up there shortly after, so, you know.
Well, no, but that was the whole point.
Right.
That he was buddies with Mark Jackson, and George contends that Iguodala was basically giving away game plans.
Well,
with that, how confident, on the confidence meter, 10 being I would bet my life on it, or I'd bet Eric's life on it.
Thank you.
Okay. And 1 being there is just no way this is going to happen. Your confidence level that the Nuggets will win their final two games.
8.5.
Yeah, I was going to go in that neighborhood as well.
8.5. I'm not, it's not a, sorry for the basketball reference, it's not a slam dunk, but it should be a layup. You know, I mean, it should be.
On a 6-foot hoop.
Right? It should be a layup. They're a better team than either one of these teams.
Right.
But they have, and look, they've had a hell of a year. They have a chance to finish the regular season in better shape than they did a year ago when they started down the road to an NBA championship.
Okay. Let me throw this. It would never be something you can bet on, but just for the sport of gambling, as I make things up in my head, my 3 or 4 voices are arguing with each other right now.
Okay.
In my head. Over, under. In the next 96 minutes of basketball, the Nuggets will trail for 7.5 of those minutes. They play San Antonio, 48 minutes. They will play Memphis, 48 minutes. They will trail in both of those games for a total of 7.5 minutes.
So collectively.
I say
over.
You're taking the over or the under?
I'll go over.
Over.
And that is why, was that the peanut gallery that back
was,
there?
I think it was.
Who's that back? That Gordon. Makes three of us going yeah. over.
Okay. Was that Gordon back there?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Gordo.
What about you? Do you agree?
Oh, I'd go the over too. That's why I would have said 8.
Okay.
And you said 8.5.
Yeah.
They have no business trailing in anything.
No.
Now, okay. Let me rephrase that. Okay. Let me rephrase it. From the second quarter on.
Okay.
Because you can get the opening tip and hit a 3-pointer, suddenly it's 3-0. From the second quarter on, so now we're going to talk about, 48, 38, 36, doing the 72 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. 7.5 minutes they will trail in those two games of 72 minutes. You taking the over or the under?
I'm going to squeeze.
Makes it a little bit more difficult.
I'm going to squeeze by with the under on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Which kind of tips my hand? I do think that they're gonna get this taken care of.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really do. And I do think that they're just good enough to, I don't want to say casually roll out the ball.
Yeah.
But they should be good enough to win these games by just kind of rolling out the ball. As long as there's a little bit of, you know, I got to do some effort and some focus. And they've all talked about it. I mean, that was a talking point after the win against Minnesota. Moving on to San Antonio. Michael Malone talked about it on the dais. So did Jokic. I mean, and I think Jokic will hold people accountable.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that the Nuggets need to win these final two games? Or would you rather be a situation where they don't have to win it and they can rest their starters?
I would rather have the latter. I would rather have them being able to just kind of chill here.
Right. Like they did last year.
Yeah.
In which they coasted to the end of the season, I believe, with a losing record. Or it was close to 500.
Yeah, they weren't great.
But remember, the Avs went flying into the playoffs, and then as quickly as they went in, they went out.
Yeah.
For the Nuggets, they stumbled into the playoffs and then sprinted towards their first NBA championship.
It's amazing. You just never know, do you? You just don't. I think that you feel like this team is so accountable to Nikola Jokic that he's kind of pulling the strings on this team emotionally, focus-wise, accountability, all of those things. I think that there is a real strong sense of we got to take care of Jok.
I will tell you this. If somebody said to me, when you look at the body of Jokic's career, what one thing surprises you the most?
Just how he's taken over as his leadership style and how he's taken over as it.
And I would agree. If you said to me, 6 years ago, he'd become a great leader on this team.
You probably would have
said, easy now. Or he'd be, he's a very, very good leader and widely respected. Again, he's like that old E.F. Hutton commercial. I know I'm dating myself. When he talks, people listen. If somebody would have said to you at the beginning of Jokic's career, this guy will come close to averaging a triple-double for a season, or he will become the unquestioned leader of this Nuggets locker room, which would you have picked?
You might have balked on both.
You would have, but right. you have a gun to your head and you have to pick one.
Well, it would have been, he would have been laying out triple doubles before he was going to become a leader in a familiar sense to us. That's something that you can all identify. He's even in that part of his game, he's a very different kind of leader.
His nickname could not be any more appropriate for who he is. He is a joker. Look at the way the game started against Minnesota on the jump ball, where he was goofing around.
Yeah.
In the biggest game of the regular season.
But he's a stone cold killer when he gets going. And
yes, he is.
My God.
I mean, when you look at nicknames of players, sometimes they fit, sometimes they don't. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, clearly fits. Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba, clearly fits.
Right.
Joker, clearly fits.
Sure does. And it's a double entendre, obviously, with the word.
Do you say double?
Double entendre? I don't know.
Wow.
Double entendre? Double?
Champs-Élysées? Is that how you pronounce it?
Champs-Élysées?
Champs-Élysées?
Yes. I'm going to go shopping on the Champs-Élysées.
Right.
I'm sure that they will welcome me in to Louis Vuitton.
I'm going to go to
that kind of.
Yeah,
I don't think that's probably going to work.
I'm going to go to the Hermes store off of Champs-Élysées. And I've been to the Hermes store, so I know it's there.
It is a double entendre, though, because here's the deal. You get it. It's off of his name, and it's off of his nickname.
Right.
And it's, but again, he's such an atypical player, so of course he would be an atypical leader. But my God, do guys respond.
I never thought in a million years that guy could ever become a leader.
No. That would be, the last part of... That would be the one thing that you would probably bet against. But here we are.
I mean, look at arguably the best leader in NBA history, which would be Michael Jordan. Although, if you watch The Last Dance, he was a leader that... Well, he wasn't Teddy Roosevelt. He did not walk softly and carry a big stick. He barked loudly and carried a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I was going to say. But the thing that makes Jokic's evolution into a leader even more remarkable to me is that he's doing it in the language of basketball, because he sure as hell isn't doing it in the language of English.
Well, this is his greatest contribution to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to find in the NBA specifically. It's hard to find in college basketball. It's hard to find at the high school level, because there's always that guy who thinks he's the best on the team. What he has done is he has turned a roster of multimillionaires into a group of completely 100% unselfish guys.
Totally.
That is his greatest contribution.
It's unreal. And think
about that when it comes to professional athletes. And you look at wide receivers in the NFL. Give me the damn ball. You know, can't stop barking.
I know people love to think about leaders as fiery. They'll challenge, grab you by the scruff of the neck. But man, the guys that are the silent assassins, the guys that just command the respect, that can look at you in a certain way and you just jump to attention. It's remarkable.
Well, you hear the phrase, he's a quiet leader. Jokic takes that to another stratosphere, because Champ Bailey was a quiet leader, but not everybody had his attitude on that team. Everybody has the same attitude as Jokic.
They sure do.
Let's set up somebody else. Let's make that extra pass. Let's make it easy on ourselves. Let's not be stat patters.
And you watch the way that Peyton Watson plays now. When he laid off that dime between two guys the other night late, that was Nikola Jokic.
Right.
I mean, it's like you just get into his world, and all of a sudden you're emulating, because you should.
That's why Will Barton and Jokic's style, oil and water. Bones Highland, Nikola Jokic, oil and water.
You're right.
If you're not going to buy into the we're going to work together as a team mentality like UConn, I don't care how talented you are. And that's what Danny Hurley said.
You're not a fit.
You're not a fit here.
Not a
fit. If you're about you.
You can be a great player.
Right.
And you can be a great player in all kinds of places, but you're not a fit for what we're trying to do.
They'd rather have the less talented player who is willing to play within the team than the more talented player who needs to get his numbers. Coming up after the break, former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman had some interesting analysis on Bo Nix. And you're not going to like it. That's next. Let's go. Don't wait. This night's almost over. Honest. Let's make.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Very underrated song. How do you not like Black Betty?
It's good, too. Good tune.
Very underrated. Not saying it's in my top five, but it's very underrated.
Well, I mean, okay. You can just leave it at that. It's underrated.
It's in my top 500. Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, there's an automotive shop, camping, and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoists, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions. Rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, when it comes to my health, I have an internist, and then I have my guy, Dr. Lee, at Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock, Parker, and Centennial. So different than those chop shops out there that are constantly pushing testosterone on you. At Castle Rock Men's Health, it is all about full optimum health. That's how they look at it. And that's the way it should be, specifically at my age. There are other things that are going on. Maybe I need some supplements. Maybe I need a B12 shot. Maybe I need some estrogen blockers, yada, yada, yada. Now, if you suffer from ED, they have something called Gaines Wave Therapy. It's revolutionary. It's FDA approved. And it's the best way to treat ED to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today at crmenshealth.com. That's crmenshealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman now works for CBS Sports, NFL analyst. Very rarely, outside of my friend Charlie Casserly, do you get a former GM. Mike Tannenbaum is somebody else. But very rarely do you get former GMs. Bill Polian. Now, I'm completely contradicting myself.
No, I mean, there are some very notables, but you know, right? Gil Brandt.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody, well, I mean, but not generally. I mean, no.
With that, pretty good talent evaluators if you're a former GM. He compared Bo Nix to Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's say Bo Nix becomes Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you take him with the 12th pick? Do you trade back and take him? Or do you not take him at all in the first round?
I would trade back.
No, that's not what I asked.
Oh.
It's a great answer to another question.
Huh.
Do you take him at 12? Do you trade back, compile more picks, but still not take him in the first round?
If I am rock solid on
if you
the
know
comp
he,
with Jimmy Garoppolo,
you know
I'm not taking him at 12 and I'm moving back.
Well, you're moving back anyway, unless you're going to trade up. But you would take more picks.
I would take more picks.
As would I. And no, I would not take Bo Nix. Now, if he's sitting there in the second or third round, which he won't be.
I would have that.
Then fine.
I'm good with it then.
I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
With that, this is what Spielman writes about Nix. Have the second lowest sack rate in the country. That's good because that is something that Sean Payton covets. Okay. However, Spielman continues to write, much of his production last season, especially when you look at his completion percentage, which set a record, 77%, was aided by 22% of his dropbacks being screen passes. When it came to average depth of target, ranked eighth lowest in the nation. With that, can you make the case he's playing within the offense that he is told to play in, and because they have such great speed on the outside, there's really no reason to throw it deep downfield. We're going to get big chunk plays anyway on screens. So you can make the case Spielman's numbers are accurate. However, why throw the ball downfield and take a higher risk play when you're still getting 7-8 yards on screen passes?
Right. I mean, that's a classic case of taking what the defense gives you, right?
And you're also given a full schedule of teams that don't play very good defense.
That's exactly right. So that's just a really classic case of being careful about the one-dimensional nature of numbers on a page.
With that, he continues to write, with the way his footwork breaks down under pressure, causing him to throw across his body and be late on downfield passes, his NFL future could be murky. Sometimes he tries to almost aim the ball instead of just throwing the ball when there are some easy touchdowns there, especially down in the red zone or near the goal line. Just throw the ball. Make a play. How fixable is that with Sean Payton?
Well, I mean, if you are not, I mean, yeah, that seems like a pretty simple directive, right? Just throw the ball, right?
Right.
I mean, you're four.
Throw the damn ball.
You're 4 years in. You've played in two major conferences and with two highly ranked teams. You would think that that's kind of a fundamental, right?
It is, but you can be coached that.
You can.
You really can't be coached processor.
No.
You can't. Either you got it or you don't.
Correct. And we aren't going to know that on Bo Nix. Everyone has their opinions. You got some guys, Spielman's one of them, who seems to be more on the positive with the processor for Bo Nix.
He is? He didn't say anything there processor. Throw the damn ball.
Well, but he's talking about, okay.
No, he didn't say anything about processor. He only talked
fit with Sean Payton.
Well, no, he didn't talk about that either.
Who talked about the fit with Sean Payton?
Joel Klatt.
Okay. All right. And my point is I'm actually proving it, but with my own confusion. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has looked at video. Let me just tell you.
And those are the measurables.
I've looked at film. I've looked at film, and let me just tell you what I see. You know what? Great. Because the next guy may have seen something totally different from you. And by the way, you're looking at the same damn film.
Well, as Payton said, and I agree with him, you can see the measurables.
Yes.
You can see what's on tape.
Sure.
What can't you see? I brought this up in the last hour. You could have the most beautiful cruise ship ever constructed and comment about everything that you love about it. What you can't see is the hull of the boat. For all you know, it's made out of glass.
Well, I think it was a pretty good-looking iceberg until it sunk us.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Thank you. And so, but you're right. It, the thing about quarterbacks is the stuff that you can't see and you won't know about until you have it in your own hands.
And I'd be willing to bet the house against a cup of coffee. Chris Sims, who loves Michael Penix, Joel, who is terrific at what he does, and I'm not criticizing him, who likes Bo Nix for the Broncos offense, Spielman, and then Dan Fouts, who is all Oregon Ducks all the time, they have never had the opportunity to sit down like Sean Payton has and pepper any of these quarterbacks with questions to see what their processor's like.
Right.
So again, it's the glass bottom boat that is your foundation, which is your processor.
And that's pretty shaky.
Right.
It really is. Because even if that glass bottom boat looks good, you just don't know how.
No, it doesn't matter if it looks good. It's easily crackable.
Yeah.
You don't need an iceberg. I mean, I'm not suggesting that if there's a Pepsi can empty lying in the water, it hits the glass bottom boat and it shatters the bottom of the boat.
It's a tough, it is a very difficult place to start.
I'll tell you this, if a boat runs over an orca whale and it's a glass bottom boat, that boat's going down.
Well, you don't want orca whales.
Any type of whale.
Rushing you on the edge. It's not good. Because the pocket can collapse pretty quickly when an orca whale is doing that.
Hashtag analysis. Coming up after the break, Nikola Jokic, she doesn't want to talk about the MVP.
No.
And that's okay. I don't think he's going to lose any sleep if he doesn't win the MVP. But do you think Nuggets Nation will? That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I remember when I lost my... Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Monday, there's an automotive shop, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Nikola Jokic doesn't want to talk about the MVP. He's been peppered about it so many times over so many years. Quite frankly, I don't think he cares if he wins it. There is a historical significance to it, but I don't think that really registers with him. Why do you think fans would be in an uproar if he didn't win it?
I think it's personal for fan bases in a weird kind of way. It can't be possibly personal. I mean, you're following a team. You're on the outside looking in. You really don't have anything to do with that team's success or failure. But you identify with it. You relate to it.
It's as if you won it.
Yeah. The Boston Red Sox are a we for me. That's the only we that I have in my lexicon when it comes to the attachment to a team. Even ones that I played on in college is not a we for me. Boston Red Sox, who I never played for, by the way. Not even close. I'm a wee guy when it comes to the Red Sox. So there is a fanaticism there, hence the term fan, that is you just get very defensive about your own little piece of the rock. And you know what? I get it.
If you have a friend, who lives in New York and he's a big Knicks fan and you're a big Nuggets fan, you have another tool in your toolbox to build your case. Well, we have the MVP.
Yeah.
You can't say that if he doesn't win it.
Right.
It's bragging rights.
Yep.
And you personalize it as if you won it.
Like,
and you had nothing to do with it.
Like it's somehow a reflection of each of us.
It's something that you put on your own personal sports resume.
Right.
My guy won the MVP.
Exactly.
Three times. And he's one of a very few amount of guys who have done it. So that's what I did because I'm a fan.
How many of the eight guys that have won MVPs in three of four years could Nikola Jokic name?
Well, he would know Michael Jordan. He would know LeBron. He would know Magic. I don't know if Bill Russell would roll off his tongue.
Yeah, I mean, Will Chamberlain. By the way,
Bill Russell did not win three MVPs or more because I don't believe they had it back then.
Or you may be right.
I
think you're right.
And I think I might be wrong.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Some thinking music.
But there
here?
Is something there for.
Right.
Very nice. There was something that Russell was not qualified for.
I'm sorry. He was a five-time league MVP.
There you go.
I knew I was wrong right when it came out
but
of my
there
mouth.
Was
you're
something,
the fool for agreeing with me.
No, but there was something that Bill Russell wasn't.
Yes.
Can't remember what it was now. But anyway.
I think it might have been like finals MVP.
Yes. I'm guessing. Anyway, be that as it may.
I could be wrong on that too. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Be that as it may.
Because it's F around Friday.
Finals MVP started in 1969.
There we go. Then I was right on that one.
That was it. So anyway, but I bet you I just don't think it means any. I don't think it's anything that he would even remotely lose a moment of not even sleep, maybe of rest. I just don't think it resonates with him.
When you look at how many years he's going to play.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the answer to that one.
I don't think he loves the game. He's like Mozart, though. He can sit, or Beethoven. He can sit down to the piano and play at the age of three.
I think he loves to compete.
Yes.
And that's
I shouldn't say he doesn't love the game. That would be an inaccurate assessment because
I
haven't talked to him.
But there's something to it. I think he loves competing probably more than he loves the game that he's competing in. Because I have every confidence that when he ends up going back to Sombor and living his best Serbian life, that he will be near the top of trotter horse. I mean, you know, he will be good at whatever he does.
There's a great phrase that I think sums him up. Let me make sure I get this correct. He works to live. He doesn't live to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His number one priority is his family, his teammates, and his horses. And then it's playing basketball.
Yeah, probably like that.
But for a lot of guys, it is that way too. But there is a pretty wide gap.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's part of what is.
Like if you said to him, he doesn't have this. He doesn't have this. Your horse will win the Triple Crown or you will win an NBA championship again. I think he might have to think about it.
I think there might be a long pause.
Right.
I think there would be a moment of, I already have an NBA championship.
Well, I'll tell you this. He'd rather have his horse win anything than him winning an individual award.
Yes. That I could probably say with, no, I could say that with certainty.
So I'm going to take back what I said about winning another title and his horse winning the Triple Crown, which he's a trotter, so he's not going to win the Triple Crown.
Will he be playing in the NBA at the age of 38?
No.
I don't think so either. He's not that kind of dude, I don't think.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if 10 years from now, Nikola Jokic was still grinding in the NBA.
What would be more important to him, winning an NBA title or winning the Trotter World Championship with him holding the reins? Which would be something, a guy who's 7 feet tall, about 285 pounds.
I mean, I hear you. And
I mean, those other jockeys will have to have sandbag after sandbag after sandbag on their lap.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
So all of the weight is evenly distributed.
I think he's got a lot of passion, and I'm not sure. And he obviously has great passion for his teammates and, you know, for his team. But I think he'd rather ride a horse than practice basketball.
Yeah.
Or ride a cart or a chariot or whatever they call them, right?
Right.
With a trotter.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about the recent surge of arm injuries with MLB pitchers and if the pitch clock has anything to do with it. And who did Kentucky hire as their next coach? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports. The word she knows, June she hung.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, mileisports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, Automotive Shop. Camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Rain delay yesterday at the Masters. You think playing in the rain is tough? Not at the Masters. You want it to rain because it has dried out. It's going to get even drier. And looking at the scores right now, not one golfer on the course so far is better than one under par so far. Now, granted, some guys have only played one hole, but other guys have played 8 or 9 holes.
Sure.
So if you are looking to make a move, and Saturday is moving day, if you were way behind yesterday, you're screwed. Unless you catch fire, ironically, on a green that today will play more like an ice skating rink.
Well, there you go. I saw that Tiger finished his last 5 holes of his first round in 2 over par, which got him to 1 over for the tournament. He's about ready to be back out on the course. I think he actually is on the course again. So that's what, 23 holes today? Walking? Trying to make his 24th cut at the Masters, a new record.
Right.
So we'll see.
Brooks Koepka off to a slow start, 1 hole, 1 over.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Yeah. Just In Case You Missed It, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, in Major League Baseball, there has been a recent surge of arm injuries, and this surge was unnerving enough for Tony Clark, the MLBPA executive director, to release a statement blaming the increase in elbow injuries on the pitch clock. MLB responded with its own statement, dismissing Clark's thesis and pointing to the rise of pitcher injuries in recent decades, long before the pitch clock was enforced. In your opinion, has the pitch clock caused a rise in major arm injuries for pitchers?
No.
Oh, I would say there's a correlation.
I mean, everybody gets Tommy John. They were getting it before the shot clock. Pitchers are throwing much harder.
Yeah, but
the strain on the elbow, all of those things.
Sizable increase in arm injuries for pitchers from last year?
Recently, yeah.
Sizable. Yes, I think there is some correlation.
There probably is some correlation.
There's some correlation, and I think for those, not you, for those that don't believe there is some correlation, is the equivalent of people saying, well, there's a small amount of reason why there are concussions when you play football. Okay.
Right.
When you have to keep chucking the rock. It's not that you need an extra 10, 15 seconds to rest your arm, but it does put more, I don't want to say pressure.
Strain.
It puts more strain.
Sure.
Yes.
I can see that.
And it's been a lot of the veterans who have been outspoken about it too. Garrett Cole, Verlander, guys like that.
I did see that, or hear that, rather.
All right, just in case you missed it, after being turned down by multiple top-tier candidates, Kentucky is turning to one of its own as the school's next men's basketball coach. The Wildcats are finalizing a five-year deal with BYU's Mark Pope. He's a 1996 Kentucky grad, played two seasons, and won a national title there. Pope has taken BYU to two NCAA tournaments in his 5 years with a record of 110-52. So it is not Nate Oates, Dan Hurley, or Jay Wright. Any comments on Kentucky hiring Mark Pope?
They went to the family tree, and that's great.
It's not like he was the first choice.
Nope. Oh, no, he was he was down the list. But that doesn't make any difference. He's still the coach at the University of Kentucky. Did you know that he's got a Denver Nuggets connection?
Yes.
He worked for Jeff Bezelik at Wake Forest for a couple of years as an assistant before he ended up going to, I think it was Utah Valley, and then to BYU, where he worked for Dave Rose. He's got good credentials, and he's a Kentucky guy. Although he started his career, interestingly, at the University of Washington, where he was the 1998 Freshman of the Year in the Pac-10.
Did you know that before they announced the hire, there was a puff of white smoke coming out of Lexington?
Now, see, I would have gotten a wah-wah on that if I had said that. But since, you know, the boss said it.
I'm not the boss.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, they always have great special right now. Kosha Wines at 15% off.
Get a schmear with that?
No, you don't get a schmear with that, but all because of Passover coming up, all kosher wines.
Ah, there we go.
15% off. I think they did a very nice job catering to people like me. Because when you put together a Seder, you know, you got the bone of the lamb, you got to get the parsley, you got to dip it in the salt water, you got to make your charosets. Not
charosets.
Charosets.
All right.
Which is the best part of the Seder plate, which is nothing more than walnuts, wine, and apples, which is tremendous. You put it on matzah, and it's fantastic.
All right.
Big fan. Go check out Argonaut Wine and Liquor off of Colfax, and also go check out their wine tasting. That's coming up tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. Gordon, Alex, great job all week. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better on Monday. Make it the best possible weekend you can.
I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.